Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back a guest I had a wonderful time with a while back. Her name is Susan Finley, and she's a certified life coach and catalyst specializing in happiness, personal empowerment, spirituality, the law of attraction, and metaphysics. Susan's mission is to empower others to create a happier, more abundant, healthier life, the life of their dreams. Susan provides her clients with very practical, easy-to-understand visionary tools, knowledge, and information in a very uplifting way. Some of these ways include helping her clients discover their passions, releasing blocks and limiting beliefs, discovering how to have more unconditional love of themselves and others, and learning how to receive assistance from the higher realms and empowering her clients with new healing techniques. Susan is the author of the book entitled Keys to Unlocking the Law of Attraction, What You Need to Know to Have the Life You Desire. In this book, she provides the best of the best information, tools, and techniques she's learned and uses in her own life. It's presented in a very simple and easy-to-understand way, which will assist you in attracting the wonderful life you desire. You may purchase this book as an e-book or on her website, or write to her to send you a hard copy. Susan also offers personal coaching and angel and empowerment card readings. Now I'm going to give you her website and ways to contact her. So if you wish to correspond with her about her work, you can write to her at sue@youressentialhappiness.com, or you can call her at area code 330-475-5478. That's 330-475-5478. And you can also contact her on her website, which is on the World Wide Web, YourEssentialHappiness.com. And so let me welcome Susan once again. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm awesome. Thank you so much for having me back. I really enjoyed being on your show last time, and I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed it too. You know, and I love it when somebody says something like they're awesome. And I usually find that when somebody uses a word like that, that they're the kind of person that usually describes their life that way. Is that the case for you?
Oh, I definitely think I have an awesome life. And that doesn't always mean a perfect life where everything goes smoothly and nothing ever happens, but how I'm looking at my life in general as a whole has been awesome, and learning experiences have been awesome too. So generally I think of that as how I look at my life and all the ups and downs with it too. So, and that's what I try to teach other people, is how to look at their life regardless of things happening that they may interpret as negative going on in their life.
I think that's a real, real gift to be able to do that, because a lot of people get bogged down with things they perceive as negative. And isn't it indeed a blessing when you can come to look at everything that happens as having happened for a reason, and that there are learning opportunities that can enhance a person's well-being in the long run?
Yes, definitely. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm doing the life coaching, is trying to get people more on board with this and to see things in a little different way. And it's an awesome time to learn this, because there's a lot of high energies already coming into the planet, which will help us with this much more than even a year ago. The energies in the planet are the highest they've ever been in the last 2 billion years of our Earth's history, the highest. We're getting high vibrations from the Creator and the divine beings and our guides and angels and archangels, and all sorts of guides from the heavenly realms are helping us right now. And they're helping us release a lot of things from the past that we no longer need. And that's an awesome thing, too. And we're learning that we don't need those anymore. And we're looking at our life a little differently, that everything that comes to us in our life or has come, we're growing from. We're growing and we're learning lessons from, and we should really bless it and just move on and not dwell on the negative side of things, but just say, what is the lesson I've learned from this? What did I gain from this? That's what we're learning. One of the things.
How do you see the help that's coming our way as shifting consciousness on the planet?
A lot of people are, you can even see that on TV, you can see it on, people are getting, if you turn into like Dr. Oz, people are getting more into health, what helps their health, spirituality, meditation. These things were not available 20 years ago. You can just see the trend that's coming up. People are getting more aware of how they can help themselves and how powerful they really are. On the radio, I hear shows on the radio, on TV. These shows and TV shows were not available even 10 years ago. Many of them weren't. You know, Oprah Winfrey had some great shows that she was like one of the forerunners, but you can just see how people are changing, and it might be a little change that you might see because many people are paying attention to the media, which involves politics and some of the negativity and getting into that. But really, that's a minor part of the big thing that's going on in our whole planet. It's really our vibrations are being raised and our consciousness is being raised so that we're seeing higher aspects of things that we couldn't see even 5 or 10 years ago. We're getting
I know
into
one of the
fields.
I was just going to say, one of the things that I find that is helpful to me to do is to avoid much contact with media, because it can lower my level of vibration. It can invoke my ego, and I want to stay out of that place, and I want to keep my vibration high.
Right. That's very good, because it's really not really accurately portraying what's going on in our planet. You know, the media dwells on the negative mostly. I would say 95% of it is all the bad things that have happened in our world. And really, that's not what's really going on in our world. There's so many neat movements. I just wish the news would at least go 50-50 of all the good things that are happening, and then they can share some of the things that are happening in politics. But we need to bring in more of the good things people are doing, because it's really happening. We're just not hearing about it. And I do agree, right now the media is not a good place to be if you want to raise your vibration and focus on things that are really happening for the betterment of everyone.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine it's important to be able to spread whatever wonderful things that have happened in your life, lead by the power of example, to inspire other people to be the best they can be, too.
Yes. You know, and everyone is a teacher. They say everyone's a teacher and everyone's a learner. And I think some of the really good teachers are those that have had things happen in their life and they've learned from them. And the same with me. I've had things happen up and down in my life. It doesn't mean my life is horrible. It doesn't mean, you know, it's any better than or worse than anyone else's. It's just that I'm realizing now that these things are all meant to be for me to learn and become stronger and more courageous and more compassionate and more forgiving. Mm. And that's what we need to gain from these things. It's not that any one person's life is the best. We're all learning what we individually need to learn from our lives and take that as a treasure, actually. It's like a treasure. We need to start looking at it like that. What do we gain from this experience? And when we start looking at it like that, here's the fun, neat thing. When we start looking at it like that, we'll get out of some of these situations a lot quicker. And by the law of attraction, we won't attract so many of these things into our life anymore, or if any, into our life anymore, because we don't need that lesson anymore. The lesson's done. We've learned to be neutral with it, or even accepting of a treasure that we've learned from it. We're not, you know, complaining our whole life. And if we do, the universe just says yes to us. The universe wants to give us everything. And the universe is saying, yes, 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 I'm going to give you more of what you're feeling and doing and thinking. So if you're complaining all the time, the universe just thinks you like that. So the universe is going to send you more things to complain about. So it's kind of a vicious cycle. So we need to really be aware of how we're reacting to things, because that will actually get us out of some of those things too. And we'll start attracting higher level vibration and happier things, more joyous and blissful things into our life. And especially now with the energies being so high, we are attracting things 10 times quicker than we did in the year 2000. So in just these 17 years that have passed, whatever we think about, whatever we feel about, whatever we do, it's coming 10 times faster. So it's a good thing to know the law of attraction is working, because it can work to our benefit for sure. How we react to things is gonna kind of, if we react neutrally even to things that are not so pleasant, it's going to really get us out of those things quicker, and we'll move on to the higher vibrational things that make us happy and blissful and joyous, rather than being stuck in the lower levels of anger and complainingness and all those stress and all those things that are, they keep repeating over and over again, because the universe thinks we like them. Because we keep thinking them and doing things like that, the universe says, oh, just give you more of those. And it's coming a lot faster, too. So we need to know they'll come quicker, too, now. So it's a good time to learn all about how to attract what we want. And because most people want this happy, blissful, healthy, joyous life. They're just not real sure how to get there or how to do it.
Well, there do seem to be quite a few people that are stuck at the complaining, malingering level. And it also seems to me, and I don't know if this is your perception, it seems to me that it takes almost running into a brick wall to wake somebody up to want to change and to choose a better way. I know that was the case for me. I needed to have some really tough life lessons before I realized that I was in charge of my own destiny, and that it wasn't that things were happening to me, but that I was attracting those things to me.
Yes, yes. That's good that you come to that realization, and that's awesome. And a lot of people do need to hit rock bottom, not everybody. A lot of people need to hit rock bottom before they start realizing that, and then they can just go up from there. I know in a lot of your circumstances in your life are bringing you to a higher place that you need to be in your life, and maybe your life was going along real smoothly. And the thing is, you could go higher than that. So sometimes things happen in your life on a higher level that bring you to a higher awareness, even though things are going really well in your life. I know that happened with me. Things were going pretty well in my life up until about 26 years old, and I started getting really sick, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. And I went into a lot of doctor's offices and had tests run, and they came up with all these really horrible words of diseases that I could have. And it's very scary going through that. But nobody could pinpoint what was wrong with me, and they kept saying, come back in 6 months, come back in a year, we'll retest you for this disease, we'll retest you for that disease. And I was poked and prodded and blood tested and just everything, and it was very scary for 2 years that I went through this. And even though things were going so well and I thought I was doing really well in my life and doing really well spiritually, I needed to go into a higher place. And so to make a long story short, I may have told you this story on the other show, but I asked I just said, I'm not going to play this waiting game. I cannot do this to myself. I have to take action wherever I feel is needed. And I asked for help. I just said, please help me, dear God. Tell me what I should do. And then I remember I was sweeping the floor one day, and I turned on the TV. And I normally don't have the TV on when I'm cleaning, but I saw this old show. It's an old talk show that had a guest on who was talking about a medical intuitive. And this medical intuitive, he got into a trance, a deep trance, and he was able to heal or just diagnose correctly about 98% of his patients and his clients who came to him. And I've never mm-hmm. heard of this man before. And I started looking him up. His name was Edgar Cayce. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes, I have. Yes,
yes, his name was Edgar Cayce. And I was very interested in him because I started getting into the medical for sure about how to eat. He had files and files of how to eat, the best diet, what to do with different medical situations, different diseases, what will help and cure people. But then he also had files on spirituality and what we're here for and who we are. I think that helped me just as much as the medical part helped me, because I totally resonated with that. And I never would have known this if I had just kept on going and doing what I did and the religion I was in. This was beyond anything I had ever encountered in the religion I was brought up in. And I was so thrilled by it. It was just for me. I knew it was for me at this time. And to make a long story short, within a 2-year period, I remember waking up one morning thinking, I feel perfectly healthy, and I could get out of bed without being tired or feel like I'd been hit by a truck. That's how I felt 2 years ago. I felt better than I ever had my whole life just by following some of the advice he had in his files. And then I was on, I feel, a higher spiritual level by learning new things that he brought forth. So, like I say, my life was going really well. I didn't hit rock bottom until this happened to me. And then it brought me to a higher level. So sometimes people are going along just fine with their lives and they're very spiritual people, but then something happens and they wonder why that happened. What did they do wrong? But actually it's meant to bring them even higher. So many different things can happen for different people for different reasons. It's an individual thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I think that you have to look for it. Now that I look back, I think, wow, I'm so glad this happened to me. I didn't know how glad I was those first 2 years when I was running in for medical tests, but now I'm so glad that this happened to me because I've learned so much, and I can help people, other people who are sick too, in more holistic ways, health-wise. And I've done that a lot with people, you know, because they're not sure what they should do because medical doctors aren't helping them.
I think it's so important to embrace those things that have been painful to us as blessings. We not only come out the other side, but we come to see the gifts that it's given us and the types of growth that we've been able to achieve, the challenges that we've overcome. There are just so many different silver linings to dark clouds that we need to come to appreciate.
I totally agree with you, and I think that's why the higher part of you knows exactly what you need, and we agree on that. That's why you came here. You wanted to learn these lessons, and they're really blessings, like you say. They're blessings, and we have to look at them like that and start looking at them in a different way, just a totally different way. Yes, for sure. Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you do and what your business is about. We'll talk a little bit about your book. And then I would like to talk about how you can realize your life dreams.
Yes. Well, I was a teacher for 30 years, actually, an elementary school teacher for 30 years. And I've always wanted to be some kind of a counselor, a guidance counselor. And then I decided to become an elementary teacher because I knew when I was a teacher I'd be doing a lot of counseling anyhow. So I really loved doing what I was doing. And then about 8 years ago, I heard of life coaching, and a couple people suggested I should be a life coach, and I thought, wow, this is right up my alley. This hadn't been discovered when I was younger, and there wasn't even that job created when I was younger, so I decided to become a life coach, and I'm loving this more than anything because I'm helping people realize who they really are, and we're very powerful, very, very powerful, much more powerful than we ever knew. And our power has just been kept secret for such a long time. And how I always start out my coaching sessions, if anyone ever, wants any help in anything and they're feeling low, I always tell them who they are. And this is from many years of my classes that I've taken. And a lot of these classes were channel classes from many ascended masters and spirit guides like Mother Mary and Jesus and many of them. And who I've learned we are is God, the creator is like the sun. And each of us is a spoke of the sun. We're part of God. We're a part of God. And we're the light of God on earth, manifesting on earth. And we're very, very powerful. It's just that we haven't learned that up until like 2012. Many of us didn't know who we were. We didn't know we were powerful. And we're giving a lot of our power away to other people. And we need to know, we need to take that back and know that we can create our own life. And we don't have to listen to what anyone else says about who we are or what we should do. We are very powerful extensions of the Creator, filled with light and love. That's really who we are. We just need to uncover that more because a lot of that feeling has been covered up in our life, and I believe in other lifetimes, because other people or we have said to ourselves, we're not good, we're not worthy, we're not smart enough, we're not this enough, we're not good-looking enough, we're not talented enough, we're not whatever. We've been told that by people. But these people who told us that, it's not their fault because they've been told that too. But
that's
now
right.
We're starting to break away from this kind of thinking. And we're trying to teach people that that is not who you are. You're very powerful, and you can do anything. You can pretty much do anything you want. You know, as long as you put forth an effort to do it and you have the desire to do it, you can do anything you want. That's what I teach people mostly, and try to release some things that they have about themselves that they still feel held back. We do visualizations, some prayers, affirmations to help them get there, to realize their power. That's what I try to do, is help people realize their powerfulness and help them bring back their power and realize who they really are. So that's what part of my book is, The Keys of the Law of Attraction. It teaches you some tools on how you can, who you are, number one, and how to best get what you want in the world. And I think that's why I'm here, to teach people how to do that. It's really fun, and it's really exciting. It's really exciting and interesting.
Well, I think that's what you're here for, too. I mean, I don't think. I know that's what you're here for.
Yeah, I know that, too.
Right. Well, that's an important part of it. I mean, we're all here for a variety of reasons.
Sure.
But just on the subject of thinking or knowing, I have a very wise woman who's a seer and a healer and a channeler, and she talks about how important it is not to think, wish, or even believe, but to know that you are powerful, that you can do anything, to know that the job is yours, to know that it's happening now.
And
can you talk a little bit about and what that means to you?
Well, I think you learn to know it as you have more practice with this too, because a lot of people that I work with say, I don't know it. I don't know that. How do you know that? And I say we always start out in small steps. Sometimes people can take bigger leaps. You start out in small steps. It's like the manifesting. Most people cannot manifest a trip to Hawaii unless they've worked on some smaller things. Some people can. So you start out little bits at a time. And it's kind of funny, a lot of the Law of Attraction books say start out simple. Start out by trying to manifest a perfect parking space at the mall or a perfect parking space that's easy for you. Once you have that and you feel confident that you can do this and you see it works, then you go a little higher. It's a learning process, I think. I think that knowing is a learning process for people. That's where we're all going now. We're starting to know it by doing it and feeling it and thinking it, and then we'll know it for sure. It'll be part of our knowing.
Yeah. It's just another part of that affirmation.
Yeah.
The power of experience. Unfolding in your life and
right.
seeing that the dreams that you have are starting to be realized. I think that that brings you to a greater place of knowing that you do have that power.
Right. And some people actually need to see things on, they're very visual, and they need to see things on a vision board. They need to see themselves. Say you're manifesting, you want to manifest that trip to Hawaii, and you've done pretty well with the manifesting, and you're pretty confident you're going to get it. But a lot of people still need to see themselves in that place. And so one of the four points I talk about is number one, you're clear about what you want. You have to be very clear about what you want, not wishy-washy, because the universe can't understand wishy-washy. If you don't know what you want, the universe can't bring it to you. And then another one is to energize with feelings and thoughts of excitement, and using visual helps, like a vision board really helps a lot of people. Or anyway, music really helps a lot of people. And the third thing is feel gratitude for what you already have. And the fourth thing I always talk about is take action when you feel it's necessary, because so many people are very good at writing affirmations. Like, they're good at putting things in the present. And the biggest question I've had people ask me is, what if I don't believe it? You're telling me to say I am doing this right now, but I don't believe I am. So here's where that belief comes in, and the knowing. And I say, here's another little trick to say. Say, I'm aligning with this. I'm aligning. It puts yourself in the present, but it also doesn't make it so you can't believe it's not going to happen. I'm aligning with perfect health. I'm aligning with financial abundance, doing the things I love through the avenues I love. I'm aligning with joy. I'm aligning with my perfect soulmate. There's little tricks that you can use so you really will start believing it and seeing it happen and knowing it'll happen. Those are little steps. I took a class that was channeled through a lady by Archangel Michael, and there's certain levels in the Law of Attraction. There's like levels 1 through 10 of where you are right now. So it's a level, if you're at a level 1 of attracting, you can learn how to get to a level 2 by practice. And you can learn how to get to a level 3. And the top level is, you know it. You don't have to do any work. You don't even have to do affirmations. Whatever you think about will instantly be there for you in perfect divine timing. And many times it is instant. But there are certain levels that you go through to get to that place of absolutely knowing it. And so many people have fallen in, anywhere from 1 to 10 and how far they believe it and then know it. They fall in those ranges. That's what I'm trying to teach people. You want to get to the place where you are going to believe it and then know it. You want to get there. But many people now still need to be shown that it's even going to work, because many people don't believe this works.
Yeah, I have a question for you, because I've had the experience of being in that place where things would just fall into place for me. I would just have to think of a person and they'd call me on the phone within seconds. I would walk outside on a rainy day and there would be a circle of sun over my head where it was raining all around me, all kinds of serendipitous things that I felt like I was creating. And then that seemed to disappear for a while. And I'm wondering what you would say about that.
You know what I heard, too, that everybody has different, there's kind of like different plateaus that we reach. And I went through that one time, too, where I was, it's called in the flow. You're in the flow of things.
Yeah.
And then there could be, everyone is different on what causes these things. And I think some things could be cyclical. And you might, from a higher level with the energies, you might need to go through something because it's people and the whole your whole city are going through it. It could be something as big as that. Or it just could be maybe for a moment of time you've lost faith in what you're doing. I'm not saying I don't know that, but I'm saying there could be so many different reasons for this. But I'm saying regardless of whatever happens, just keep the faith and know that you're being helped, and whatever comes your way is for a reason, and you're going to get a lesson out of it. There's so many different reasons for each person individually, really. I've heard many different reasons for this, but you're in the flow definitely, and you say the weather was nice around you. You said the weather was nice around you too.
Yeah, I
feel also much about the weather. Like I can... If I ask for nice weather, I usually get it on vacations and things like that. But I ask for help. Do you ask for help? Yes. And I think it helps if you really ask for help from the elemental beings or, you know, your guides and angels. And when I find I ask for help, they come and they help. And especially, you know, not especially, but one of the things they do help out is weather on vacations. And it was really strange because I got married on Valentine's Day, February 14th, and a long time ago. And my mom and dad were worried that, you know, it was going to snow and a lot of our relatives couldn't come. But it was so strange that day in Ohio. I live in Ohio. The weather was like 60 degrees, 60 to 65 degrees and sunny. And then we went to Washington, D.C. for a honeymoon, and the whole week was 75 to 80 degrees. I feel I had help. And it's happened like that ever since I can remember. My daughter's holidays have been beautiful, regardless of if it was in the heat of the summer. They weren't too hot. They were perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the winter. And I feel asking for help from the higher realms really helps with these things, and that's your superconscious coming along with your subconscious and your conscious, and that's an unbeatable team. When you have all three of them working together and you're working on all three, your superconscious, the divine, you're asking the divine for help, and your conscious, where you're consciously asking for things, and you're working on your subconscious too, because if you see things popping up out of the blue where you say, I don't know why I feel like that. I don't know where that came from. Have you ever been there, David? Something popped up out of the blue, and you say, why did I think that thought? That's your subconscious. And that's from the past, usually. It could be this lifetime or any life. But then what you can do, if it's a thought you interpret as something you don't want to have, just turn it around to have it be the opposite of that thought and write that down on a piece of paper. And say that like three times a day, and you won't be thinking that anymore after about 30 days. It takes about 30 days. It takes about 30 days.
That's very important. I like that very much. I think that I know that you can turn any negative into a positive when you practice realizing the opposite or recognizing that you're not having a truth thought. You know?
Right. Exactly. And people say, well, I don't even know where this is coming from, but it actually doesn't matter where it's coming from. Because sometimes we'll never know, and it doesn't even matter if you interpret it as a thought that you say, wow, where did I get that thought? I never even had an experience here that I can remember on earth that would lead me to this thought. well, just write the opposite down, especially if it's something you don't want to have anymore. If it's a lower level thought about someone or a group of people or whatever, write down the opposite. I'm loving to everyone. I'm aligning myself with whatever you want to align yourself with. But you can change your subconscious very well that way, because your subconscious, we're mostly attracting from our subconscious. Actually, 95% of what we attract is we're attracting from our subconscious. So we have to be really careful and kind of monitor our thoughts. And in 30 days, we can change our subconscious around. We can change it around so that we'll be going to higher level thoughts all the time without having to work on it. We won't even have to work on it. We'll just automatically go there. And we'll start attracting from that spot, which is a higher vibration. And we'll be attracting higher vibrational things that will make us, that will allow us to be happier and more joyous and the things that we desire in our life. So attracting from a higher spot is really important. Yeah, attracting from a higher level, a higher vibration is really important. And we have to kind of monitor ourselves. That's really important for us now because we're attracting things so quickly in our life right now.
How can we practice more awareness so that we're not operating on automatic pilot from our subconscious as much?
Well, just being aware of, like, just what you're saying right now is you're actually doing that. When you're saying
that's a moment of awareness. There, right?
Yes, right there is a moment of awareness. Just by you saying that, you're aware of it already. Now what you have to do is do a little bit of work and monitor your thoughts more. Monitor the actions. Monitor your feelings, because a lot of your feelings follow your thoughts. And it's kind of like, I don't know if I used this example before in your show, but if you're a five-year-old and your mother and father said, go over and play with that little boy across the street. He's wonderful and angelic and smart and talented and fun to be with. Well, you're going to run right over there, and when you're around him, you're going to feel really good. But then again, if your mother and father tell you, don't go around that little boy. He's horrible and he's mean and he's nasty. When you're around him, at first you might feel really horrible. Your feelings follow the thoughts. So you have to really watch your thoughts, and your feelings will change about things too. And another thing is a lot of people need to really pay attention to what their actions are, because people are getting very good and they're opening up more and more to all of these things, spirituality, metaphysical-wise, and they're getting very good at writing affirmations and stating what they would like, and that's awesome. They're putting it in the present. But what they have to do is make sure their own energies are in that same vibration. In other words, you're in alignment. What you're doing is in alignment with what you want to happen. For instance, say you want to align with a perfect soulmate, and you write down on a piece of paper, and I always suggest to people it's really beneficial if you write it down on a piece of paper and say it out loud several times a day what you want, what you desire. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are getting really good at that.
And that's where it's important to be specific, right?
Yes, be very. I can tell you that in a second too about how specific to be, or not so specific. But what's happening is some people are very good at that. A lot of my clients are very good at that, I noticed. But what's happening is they write this down on a piece of paper and they say it out loud, but they actually have to be in the energies themselves in order to make it happen faster for themselves. They have to be in alignment. In other words, they want this perfect soulmate, and they say, I'm aligning with the perfect soulmate who loves me and I love them, and they put the most important things that they need. But then they go out and they date someone who doesn't treat them very well.
Mm.
In other words, their actions do not match what they're asking for. So they're basically canceling out what they're asking for, because everything is energy. So if you're not in the same vibrational alignment in your actions is what you want, you're going to maybe cancel that out completely, or it's going to take a lot longer to get there. So you have to watch your actions. Or if you say, I'm aligning with losing 20 pounds this summer, but then you go out and eat 3 McDonald's cheeseburgers a week. It's, you're very good at the first part of it, but then the second part, you have to make sure that your energies are in alignment with it. It's like they say, if you want
to
be a doctor, hang around doctors up. But yes, it has to be in the same energy. Or it's very confusing to the universe or the divine what you want, because they just want to give you more of what you want, but you're kind of doing the opposite of what you're saying you want. So you just have to monitor. Mm-hmm. That's another monitoring thing. Am I following through in my actions with what I want too? You know, say, that's one of the reasons people don't always get what they want, or they don't get it as fast as they want it. If you want to be a doctor, they say hang around doctor's offices. You know, be in that energy of what you want. Be in that energy. But that's one of the things I always help people with too, because some of the pitfalls of what people, you know, are doing, and they say, why am I not getting this? You know, that's one of the things I discuss is are you incongruent in your own energies with what you're asking for? Because you're doing this very good on paper. But are you actually in your energies, are you actually following through with the same thing too? So the universe is not confused by this. And you mentioned about being clear and abroad or narrow. I always say, when you should be very clear about what you want and state what you want. And if you're too broad, you're not giving enough guidelines to the universe. But if you're too narrow, you could be too nitpicky and nitpick yourself right out of what you want. So I'll give you an example. I do want an example of this.
Okay.
Okay, so I was trying, I was working in a private school for quite a while before I got a job in a public school, but I had worked for 9 years in a private school, and I loved it, but I needed to make a little bit more money, and so I decided that I'm going to switch over to a public school, and a lot of people told me, no, you'll never get it. You'll never get it because you have too much experience. And one thing I want to tell people who are attracting things, not to listen to other people, naysayers. And these people might be in their family. They might be your close friends because they care about you more than anyone, and they don't want you being unhappy. They think you're not going to get it. So it's really important not to listen to people who are the naysayers, because they'll say, oh, you'll never get it, you'll never get it. I just don't want you to be upset when you don't get it. So that's number one, don't listen to people. You know what you want, and you know that you can get this, regardless of what anyone else says. So I just wanted to bring that up too. But if you're too broad, you could attract too many different things in your life and not narrow it down so that you'd be the happiest. Okay, let's just say, for instance, you want to attract this perfect soulmate. And you write down on a piece of paper and then you say it out loud, I am aligning with the perfect soulmate who loves me and I love them. And that's your affirmation. I always ask my classes, do you think that's a good affirmation? So about half the people raise their hand and say yes, and the other half say no. And I ask the other half to say no, why do you think, what do you think? And they say, well, you're too broad. And I agree with them. I said, that's a little bit too broad, because you could be attracting half the city who could love you very much.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
It may not be the person that you want. I mean, it may not have all the attributes of someone that you want. You have to get a little more specific of all the most important things that are very important to you in that soulmate. But then again, you can get too picky. There's a happy medium with this. If you get too picky, it's kind of like those one ads, and I don't know if they're doing those one ads anymore. Where people are trying to get a soulmate, and they used to put them in newspapers. Do you ever remember looking at those?
Yeah.
In the newspaper? And I get a kick out of some of them. I actually laugh about a lot of them. They're saying, okay, I want somebody, say it's a woman wanting a man. She might say, I want somebody who's 6'2", blue eyes, dark hair, who is a lawyer. And he lives within a 10-mile radius from me, and he makes my dinner every night. I mean, they got that picky. Some of them got that picky. And I'm thinking, then I asked my classes, do you think that's a good, that's a little more detail. I said, do you think that's a good affirmation? And some of them said yes, but most of them said no. Now, that's too picky, and I agreed with them. It's really too nitpicky because that person, you're narrowing it so much, that person may never exist, or they may exist
right.
for 10 years in Germany. So
yeah.
there's a happy medium to this, and the happy medium is put down everything that you absolutely have to have that's essential to your happiness. And sometimes that is even a learning experience because sometimes we learn things from other people that we know now, I don't want that anymore, or I really
that's
want that in someone.
Right, right.
So
yeah.
it's a learning experience sometimes. But for what you know in that moment that you really enjoyed and really think you need to in that person, I'm just using this as an example, you put that down. And not be so overly nitpicky, but not be so vague that you're going to attract half the city and they'll all come and knocking at your door all at once. So it's just be clear, state what you want, not be too nitpicky and not be too broad. There's a happy medium there. Put the essential qualities you want in a job that you want or a person that you're looking for or whatever, the most essential things that will make you happy. That's being very clear.
Beautiful. Let's
yes.
talk a little bit more about asking for help from the higher realms. Is it important to be in touch with archangels? And if so, do we need to know who they are and what their specialties are?
I don't think you need to. I think it's very
mm-hmm.
helpful. It's kind of like they're your friends. And, you know, the more friends you have, sometimes you can do more things and have more fun and more help from them. And I think they're just, you, everyone has guides and angels surrounding them, even if you don't know it or know their names. They're here for you. I think it's helpful, and I know it's helpful to me, if I can even call them my name, although I don't think it's necessary. But I do feel the word helpful comes to mind because when I do my angel card readings and I know who my guides are, and it's never-ending list, and many of us, it's helpful to call them by name because you actually start like a friendship with them. It's more like a friendship, like you would have with someone on the earth world. And you, they are not, a lot of these guides and angels can't really do a lot for you unless you ask them. But you can generally say, I like guides and angels to please help me with this. And you are asking. But there's a free will rule on our earth that they cannot assist us unless we ask them. So it can be very general. I'm asking my guides and angels for this or that, or help me with this, or please help me with my health, or my husband or my wife or son or daughter. You are asking on their behalf, too, and that does help. But everyone needs to know they are being watched over, and they do have guardian angels, and they do have guides, and many of them are assisting them in many ways, and they need to know that. And it's you know, I just think it's more helpful for me. I think they can help you a lot, and they have different abilities. Like, you know, Archangel Raphael really helps out with healing if you know someone or you're needing healing help. And Archangel Michael helps you with electrical things, or he helps you find things, and he helps you, he guides you, and he's a very powerful guide and protector. And it helps me to know, because when I have an issue or a problem, I call their names specifically. But
mm-hmm.
to live on this earth, you already are supplied with guides and angels. So don't feel bad if that isn't one of your things that you are not into asking them. I just feel it helps me. And I only actually really started doing this around 10 years ago until I started getting into the names of particular guides and angels and what they do. They're just holding a space for you, basically.
How can we get in touch with our guides? How do we know who they are?
One of the ways I do it is doing the angel card readings, where I
mm-hmm.
have many decks of cards, and I can pick out many guides and angels that you have, and then you can write them down. You can look them up on the internet. There's a lot of information now on who they are and what they do, and you can call them by name. A really good one is Natalie Glasson, G-L-A-S-S-O-N. If you join her website, just a click away from joining, she channels once a week. She channels a different guide, and you might feel drawn to this guide or angel. You might feel drawn to them or want to know what they have to say. And that's one of the ways I know who some of my guides are, or I'm asking them to be my guide. You can ask them, would you be my guide and would you help me? Because I'm drawn to a lot of them. And they may not necessarily have been my guide before this, but now I'm asking them, would you please be my guide? And they can help you with many different things. So doing the angel card readings, asking someone who does that, or someone who's an intuitive or psychic who can do that, or following Natalie Glasson or somebody like her, who it's free. You don't have to pay anything. She just pops up on your emails once a week with a channeled message that only takes 5 minutes to read, but you might really love it because these messages are wonderful and powerful, and they're from many different kinds of angels, archangels, spirit guides, and the masters like Jesus and Mother Mary, and many of them, just a variety of different ones, and you may relate to some more than others, and you might say, wow, I want that angelic being to be my guide, or I want, and you can ask them to be your guide.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really neat.
I didn't realize that. I mean, I have asked different archangels to intervene on my behalf, and I ask for protection each day from several of them that were recommended to me. And ever since I've started doing that, I've experienced no harm in my life or anything that I would perceive as harm.
Yeah.
No?
They're very powerful. I always ask Archangel Michael to protect my family and me, and actually the whole planet Earth. Whoever he's allowed to protect. Sometimes I always say if it's according to their higher self and the divine will of God, because sometimes we're not allowed to intervene for other people because we're all here learning our own lessons. So I ask for people, then I say if it's according to their higher self and the divine will of God that they be helped, please help them. And they'll decide if they are allowed to do that.
That would be an important thing to do if you were praying for somebody's health or recovery.
Yes.
Because they may indeed have chosen an illness whereby they die to learn a lesson or to teach somebody else a lesson.
Exactly. So I made sure I always say that when I'm asking for help for somebody. If it's according to their higher self and the divine will of God, then let that be. And it's good to ask because sometimes what I heard is a lot of times my soul to their soul, and they'll say, yes, please send that to me. Please send that powerful energy to me. And that's what I've heard from many of the classes I've taken, that, they'll just say, yes, please send over any assistance. But I still say that all the time, I don't want to be breaking any any spiritual laws. But
right.
And then I heard, too, the energy won't go to them anyhow. If they're not ready for it, the energy won't go to them anyhow. Mm-hmm. But I just to make sure I always say that. So it's just such an interesting
thing. How can you explain it if somebody is ill and they say that they want to be better, they ask for prayers, but then their soul chooses to leave? What do you make of that?
Well, that's such a general question, but there's so many reasons why a person is leaving. And I've found this because I've read a lot of books on life after death. And some of the reasons are just as simple as they have chosen that time to leave because they say nobody leaves before their time. Nobody does.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times their soul may be meeting up with someone else at that time, and they need to leave at that time because of it. That could be one reason. They're meeting someone. they're going to go into another lifetime right away, and they need the divine timing. It's the divine timing of it, and they need to leave at this time because of that. Another one is just they didn't want to come for very long. They only wanted to come for a short time because, you know, because in the spirit world, it's just, you know, awesome. They feel awesome there. It's very hard for a lot of souls to come through and come down here on earth because it's much harder down on earth. And some say, okay, I'll come for a short time and I'll learn this lesson, or I'll be there to teach other people this lesson, but then I'm checking out of here, I'm leaving. You know, and it could be even, it could be even, you know, just a stillbirth. It could be that soon that they check out. It could be someone who was just a day old. They just wanted to come for that experience and give that experience to the parent, maybe. It just depends on the individual case for that reason. And there's so many different reasons why souls leave young and leave old. You know, so many different reasons. Many people on Earth now are teachers who have come to live a long life on the planet. And instead of ascending, they used to say ascending, they'd have to leave their body. Now many of the teachers on Earth and the light beings, a lot of teachers, are staying here. They're staying here to be teachers for the next generations to come in. And so there's so many different reasons why this happens. And like I said, it could be as simple as that was their time. They have to be somewhere else. It could be as simple as that.
Well, that makes absolute
sense. We don't understand it for this, in this earthly realm. We don't understand that. And we don't understand.
Well, we don't have a lot of time left. I'm wondering, do you think it's important for people to do something like a past life regression to get in touch with any blocks or karma that they may need to overcome in this life?
I mean, that could help some people, I feel. I feel that could, if it's a real serious problem that they have. It's not the only way to do it, but it could be another way to do it. I've known people who have gone through that, and it's helped them a lot, especially because they can remember the reason why they have that issue. They can remember it when they go through this, and then it doesn't seem to bother them then once they are actually put themselves in that place that they had that thing happen to them, that it's coming back in this lifetime. Sometimes that's a really good way of releasing guilt or shame or whatever they're feeling or blocks of any reason. Sometimes it's better for them to go through that. It's not absolutely necessary for everybody, but I have known people that have done it, and it's stopped some of their problems. It's really interesting.
Well, have you? We have about 2 minutes left. Is there anything else that you would like to say in closing?
The most important thing that I just want people to know is who they are and how special they are. And if you can do anything for yourself in wanting to attract whatever you need in your life, it's to love yourself more than anything. Love yourself, because you are loving God too. You're an extension of God. When I say love yourself, I'm not deleting God. I'm saying love yourself as God, as that spark of light. God, the creator, is the sun, and you're the ray of the sun. And love yourself and say good things about yourself. Say affirmations. I always like to end with affirmations of self-love, because I think that's where we need to start, is loving ourselves, because people don't think they're worthy of things in their life. And that's the number one reason why people don't attract what they want, is they don't feel worthy. And so if you'd like to end like that, I could say some affirmations for self-love and show people an example of what they could be saying to themselves, and that would change the way they feel about themselves and therefore attract great things
to themselves. Yes, let's do that.
Okay, and it's up to you if you want to say them after me, and I could say it with you again, and the audience could say it to themselves or out loud too if you want to. But it gives it more power when you say things out loud. First of all, write it down, and then say it out loud. Okay, okay. I am living with vitality, perfect health, and joyous energy.
I'm living with vitality, perfect health,
joyous energy. I am aligning myself 100% with my highest potential.
I am aligning myself 100%
with my highest potential. I am the empowered creator of my life. I am aligning with divine love, light, and joy. I am aligning with divine love, light, and joy.
I am aligning with divine love, light, and joy.
I love myself just the way I am. I deserve to be loved just the way I am.
I deserve to be loved just the way I am.
I love all of me.
I love all of me.
I am my best friend and soulmate.
I am my best friend and soulmate.
I choose to fill me with self-love now and forever. I am wonderful. I am open and receptive to all good things in life. I choose to put me first. I am total pure love. And these are just some examples of what you could be saying about yourself and should say about yourself every single day. 30 days in a row or to 40 will really change. Saying these out loud will really change how you feel about yourself. You really start believing and knowing it.
Well, I thank you so much. I've been working with affirmations for a long time, and I believe they're so important. And I love what you said about how if there's some doubt connected to claiming a quality that you wish to possess that you don't feel you possess now, that you can use the word aligning. I like that very much.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It's more believable. So just know who you are, and we're all equal, we're all awesome, and we're all wonderful light beings that are a divine aspect of the Creator. We just need to know that. That's my main message for all of us tonight.
Well, thank you, Susan. Thanks so much for being with me again.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. I loved it. Thank you.
My pleasure. So once again, we come to a close. Let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, Susan.
Good night. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, God. Bye-bye.
God bless.